Welcome back to day two of our story that follows the tough sled dog Buck on his adventure. I'm Brian.
And I'm Joe.
Last time we learned how Buck was stolen from his home and forced to work as a sled pulling dog in the north.
That's right. Our main character is this dog, Buck. He had a very easy life before. He was in California. Everything was good. The weather was nice. Life was easy. Then he got sold to these mean people, these dog traders. The traders were beating him. He had to obey everything they said, and then he was shipped up to Canada. And all of a sudden, he has to pull a sled through the snow in the cold, and things are just not going very well for him so far.
Buck's work is only getting started, though. His relationship with the mean team leader Spitz is about to get worse, and Buck is going to do something about it, as we'll see in a bit. Let's pick up where we left off and take a look at day two of The Call of the Wild.
Reading. The Call of the Wild. As the team of sled dogs pushes across the tundra delivering mail, Buck keeps thinking about how much he dislikes Spitz. The head dog is cruel and starts fights with the other dogs without reason. One day, Buck cannot put up with Spitz's abuses anymore and attacks him. The two become engaged in a serious brawl, and Spitz meets his match in Buck. After Spitz is defeated, the other dogs attack and kill him. Buck replaces Spitz as the team's leader, and they become more efficient with him in charge. However, one day the mail carriers turn the dogs over to three American gold hunters, Hal, Charles, and Mercedes. The trio has little experience with sled dogs. They push the dogs too hard and overfeed them as well. Soon, they run out of food for the dogs. In their darkest hour, the gold hunters meet John Thornton, an experienced outdoorsman. He warns the miners not to cross a river up ahead, as the ice is melting, but Hal ignores Thornton's warning.
Day two of the story begins with as the team of sled dogs pushes across the tundra delivering mail, Buck keeps thinking about how much he dislikes Spitz. The head dog is cruel and starts fights with other dogs without reason. So this dog Spitz, he's not a nice dog.
No.
He's really mean. He's always starting fights with these other dogs as they're traveling across the tundra.
What's tundra?
Tundra is something you will only find in very cold places. It's like frozen earth, the top layer of soil, which is mixed with water, which then freezes, and it just becomes frozen. It's very hard. If you fall on it, for example, it really, really hurts. It's hard to travel across. It's very difficult to travel across. And you find it, in northern areas, like in Canada, Northern Europe, Siberia. They all have tundra. We don't have tundra here in Taiwan, so
No.
it's something very foreign to a warm place like this.
Yeah, and I think pulling a sled across tundra sounds like even more
Oh,
work.
yeah, that would be a ton of work. Very, very difficult to do that.
We also heard the word cruel in that sentence. Cruel, cruel, which is an adjective that describes a person or animal that tries to hurt others and make them feel unhappy.
That's right. So this team leader Spitz, he's a cruel dog. Yeah,
Yeah.
very mean.
He will beat up the other dogs just for no reason at all.
Just an angry dog.
The story continues. One day, but cannot put up with Spitz's abuses anymore and attacks him.
That's right. He can't put up with it anymore. If you put up with something, it just means you tolerate it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I think that's what that means, right?
Yeah, it means to accept an unpleasant situation or person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to, but you feel that for some reason or another, you probably should.
Yeah, you do it anyway.
Mm. Buck really doesn't like Spitz, but he keeps it to himself in this case, and he doesn't do anything about it until now. The story said that Buck didn't like Spitz's abuses, though. But what are abuses?
Abuses are things that someone will do to you or you will do to somebody else
mm-hmm.
that are harmful, mm-hmm. physically harmful perhaps, or just hurtful to them. Like Spitz, he might be biting the other dogs
yes.
or attacking them with his claws.
Yes.
Things of that nature, those are all abuses. Like mm-hmm. if you hit somebody, that's an abuse.
Mm.
Something that does harm to another person or thing. So Spitz is always doing this. He has these abuses towards the other animal, or he abuses, which is the verb form of mm-hmm. it, the other dogs.
Hmm. The story continues. The two become engaged in a serious brawl, and Spitz meets his match in Buck. After Spitz is defeated, the other dogs attack and kill him. Now, a brawl is a noisy fight, right? Usually in a public place and involving several people. So, Buck and Spitz finally duke it out, and while Spitz thought he was the toughest dog around, it turns out he was wrong. Let's see what happens next.
All right, let's find out what happens after the big fight, the big brawl. Well, the story says Buck replaces Spitz as the team's leader, and they become more efficient with him in charge. So Spitz is gone. Unfortunately, Spitz died in the fight. He was killed by the other dogs. Buck replaces him.
Hmm.
Replace means to take the place of something or someone. So Spitz is gone. And now Buck comes in. He's the new leader. He replaces him. And then they become more efficient.
Hmm. Now, what does that mean, efficient? Well, efficient, E-F-F-I-C-I-E-N-T, efficient, is an adjective that means someone or something works well without wasting time, money, or effort. So Buck just isn't tough, but he also knows how to lead.
That's right. He's got all these different skills that make him a good leader.
Hmm. But things don't stay this pleasant for long. The story says, however, one day the mail carriers turned the dogs over to three American gold hunters, Hal, Charles, and Mercedes. The trio has little experience with sled dogs. They push the dogs too hard and overfeed them as well. Soon they run out of food for the dogs. Now, Joe, we heard the word trio in there. What's a trio?
A trio is a group that is made up of three people or three things. In this case, we're talking about three of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Or we could say three dogs is a trio. Mm-hmm. A group of three is a trio. So that's what we have here.
A trio sounds kind of like three. So that should be an easy word to remember if you think about it.
Trio. It kind of sounds like three a little bit. So you can just remember it that way because they sound similar to each other.
Now, we also heard that the trio overfeed the dogs. Overfeed is an easy word to figure out if you break it down. You feed someone or an animal too much, over more than what they usually eat, so you overfeed them. Sounds nice for the dogs at first, but if they don't have any more food, then what happens?
Well, the story goes on to say, in their darkest hour, the gold hunters meet John Thornton, an experienced outdoorsman. He warns the miners not to cross a river up ahead as the ice is melting, but Hal ignores Thornton's warning. So there's an outdoorsman there. He comes up and he warns them. He says, the ice is melting up ahead. He says, you don't go there. This is one of the most dangerous things about traveling in northern areas. If you're out in the wilderness, you'll often have to cross like rivers or streams that are frozen. But if the ice breaks and you fall into the very cold water, well, that might be it for you. That might be the end. So he's trying to warn them of the danger, but it doesn't sound like they're going to listen.
Mm-mm. Now, we heard that John Thornton is an outdoorsman. That's an interesting word. It just means that someone is good at living outdoors. So, John Thornton sounds like someone that Buck should make friends with rather than these gold hunters. That's because the ice on the river, like you said, is melting. Melt, M-E-L-T, melt, is a verb that means something solid turns into a liquid. For example, if you leave an ice cube in a glass of water for too long, it melts and turns into water.
Well, this sounds like a very dangerous situation. They're going to continue on. He's going to ignore this warning, and they're going to go to this place where their lives could be in danger. They're going to cross the ice. John Thornton said it was melting. The ice is turning into water.
If that ice melts and then breaks while they're on it, could be a lot of trouble for them.
Yeah, this could be a lot of trouble. When you're going to the outdoors, you need to have a lot of different skills. It's not something that anybody can actually do. It can be very dangerous if you actually go into the outdoors by yourself. Like if you go camping in a very remote area that's far away from other people, far from civilization, and you don't know what you're doing out there. Yeah. You don't know how to survive. Things can go very, very bad very quickly. That's why in places like national parks, they employ people who are outdoorsmen, and they call them park rangers, right? And what does a park ranger do for them?
A park ranger works in the park, lives in the park, and tries to make sure that everyone is okay. If he sees someone's in trouble or doesn't know what they're doing, he will go and find them and try to show them what to do or warn them not to do something.
And he'll bring them to safety if they get into trouble. Now, back then, when this story was taking place, this is set a long, long time ago, they didn't really have park rangers.
You know?
They might have had, policemen. Actually, in Canada, at this time, they had something called Mounties, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. These were policemen that traveled on horses. And they would go into areas like this, but it wasn't really their responsibility to make sure people weren't in danger. They just kind of made sure people weren't getting into trouble or doing bad things or hunting illegally or things of that nature. John Thornton was just trying to help them out. He wasn't a park ranger. It wasn't his duty to, you know, keep them safe, but he was trying to help them out. And these miners, I guess they're feeling a little bit greedy.
Yep.
They are just interested in gold. And you know what happens when people are looking for gold? They get something called gold fever.
Gold fever,
yes. It's not really a disease, though, is it? It's not like a real sickness.
No, but they feel like they can't stop themselves. They just have to keep going until they find that gold. Even though, like in the case of the trio, they really don't know what they're doing.
That's right. They don't know what they're doing, but they think, oh, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be a millionaire. I'm going to live a really easy life. All I have to do is find that gold. But finding gold is actually really difficult, too. So we've got a lot of difficulties that they are facing out there. Number one, gold is really hard to find. Number two, they're out there in nature and don't know what they're doing. And Buck is caught up in the middle of this. He's just a dog. What's he going to do? How's he going to handle this situation? Well, we're going to have to wait to find out how Buck is going to get himself out of this. He's stuck here with these miners. All they care about is the gold. Then they're feeding the dogs too much, so they might run out of food. They might actually go hungry, and they could potentially starve. Well, I hope Buck's going to be okay.
Me too.
We're going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out, because right now it's time for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, what's the worst fight that you've been in, and what happened?
Well, I was never in a fight that was as bad as the one that Buck has been in, you know, where he actually ended up having to kill Spitz, the leader. When I was a kid, of course, being from Canada, I played our national game, which is ice hockey. And sometimes in ice hockey, people fight. People get mad and they start throwing punches at each other. It's weird. It's kind of part of the game. And there was one game I was playing in when I was about 15 years old. And usually, when people fight in hockey, it's one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this time, everybody on both teams, about 20 people on both teams, I can't remember what happened, but everybody started fighting. So everybody's fighting, everybody's, you know, kind of going a little bit crazy. And then not only that, but people who were watching the game also came out, and they started fighting too. Then, the owner of the place where the game was happening shut off the lights to try to get everybody to stop, which only made it worse. So it was just a really crazy sort of thing. And of course, we all thought it was really cool because we were young and we didn't know any better. But what about you? What's the worst fight that you've ever been in?
Well, I don't think I've ever been in a serious hockey fight. Mm-hmm. Because, well, a fight isn't just, you know, with your fists.
That's true.
I'd say that the worst argument I've ever been in maybe was when I was in college working my school paper, and I got in a huge fight with a spokesperson for the university.
Mm-hmm.
They accused me of lying in a story when I didn't.
Ah, serious.
And I had notes that said someone said something, and they were just going off their memory, and, well, we got into it pretty bad.
Okay. And a fight can just mean an argument sometimes, too. It doesn't have to mean something physical.
Right.
Okay, well, you guys can discuss this as well. What's the worst fight? Either, you know, physical fight or just like an argument that you have been in before. As for us, we are right out of time today on English for You, but join us again tomorrow for the exciting conclusion of Call of the Wild. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Brian.
Goodbye.
Sentence for You.
You probably don't know that I'm really, really good at playing those video games. 不要看我这样，其实我可是很会打电动的。Like, really, really good. Somehow yesterday I played it with my cousin. He almost won. Of course he didn't. 哎，总之呢，昨天呢，我表弟差点就打败我了。Guess it was just not my day. 喂 ，What did you say? I just met my match. 你说我棋逢敌手。How dare you? 在课文中呢提到 to meet one's match 就是遇到跟你一样甚至是比你强的对手的意思。你可以把 match 换成 equal 等于的意思，一样可以解读为棋逢敌手。I always thought that Nina is the best tennis player until I saw Amy. Wow, she finally met her match, or you can say she might finally met her equal. 我一直以为呢 ，Nina 是最强的网球选手，直到呢我见到 Amy。他总算遇到与他旗鼓相当的对手了。那如果呢不幸的被打败了，你可以简单的使用 win 来说对方赢得了比赛， the other team won the game， 或是使用 defeat 击败这个动词哦， the other team defeat us in the game。 另外呢表示更好更优越，你可以用动词 outdo， 例如呢 it is not a good thing for running a business when expenditures outdo incomes。做生意的时候呢，最怕什么？最怕支出大于收入啦。Okay, that's all for today. I'm going to defeat my cousin. See ya.
The Call of the Wild. As the team of sled dogs pushes across the tundra delivering mail, Buck keeps thinking about how much he dislikes Spitz.The head dog is cruel and starts fights with the other dogs without reason. One day, Buck cannot put up with Spitz's abuses anymore and attacks him. The two become engaged in a serious brawl, and Spitz meets his match in Buck. After Spitz is defeated, the other dogs attack and kill him.Buck replaces Spitz as the team's leader, and they become more efficient with him in charge. However, one day the mail carriers turn the dogs over to three American gold hunters, Hal, Charles, and Mercedes. The trio has little experience with sled dogs. They push the dogs too hard.And overfeed them as well. Soon, they run out of food for the dogs. In their darkest hour, the gold hunters meet John Thornton, an experienced outdoorsman. He warns the miners not to cross a river up ahead, as the ice is melting. But Hal ignores Thornton's warning.
Vocabulary Review.
Cruel. In fairy tales, there is often a good hero fighting the cruel and evil enemy. Put up with. One of a babysitter's jobs is to put up with lots of crying from babies. Replace. The family bought a new TV to replace their old one. Efficient. Scooters are more efficient than cars because they can go through traffic easier. Melt. When we leave ice cream under the sun, it will melt very quickly.